So if you could just state your name.
My name is Anel Lopes. Maiden name Anel Torres. And I was part of the recruited teachers in the 70s for the bilingual program from Puerto Rico to here. And I worked in this community for 8 years, and then the Parkville community for 30 more years. So I knew Juan Fuentes in person, Edna Negron in person, Maria Sanchez in person, and they impacted my life as a bilingual teacher. And we were also required to work in the community. So every Friday with the social worker, we would come around and visit the parents in our community, the parents of our students that were not treated well in the Hartford public system. But we got to know and understand their needs and try to deal with those needs.
Can you share how these heroes have impacted you personally?
Well, okay, I'm gonna start with Edna Negron. I did not attend La Escuelita, but I worked at Burns School, which is within this community and the Burns Annex. And she was an excellent role model to me as a teacher, as a friend, and as her interest in the community and the people that we worked with. Also Juan Fuentes, who was like a slave to his camera, always going around, not trying to take pretty pictures, but pictures of what was really happening in our community. Maria Sanchez, that was something special with her little newsstand. I had been there many times as a teacher, and giving us excellent advice and how to go about certain situations that we were encountering in our classrooms and in the schools that we were working in, and how to go about that diplomatically, but to make an impact. Yep.
And can you share how these heroes have impacted the Frog Hollow community? You kind of touched on that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, can you talk more about the newsstand, like kind of like what that did for the community and like how it was set up? And
well, it was a little kiosk, the little stand, and she had candy and newspaper and little trinkets selling, and things that you could find in Puerto Rico that you could find here, that was, you know, special candies and delicacies. But you could see like politicians there and other educators at her stand, and just talking and exchanging ideas and problems and solutions. It was really a nice informal place to go to, and you would come back with so much information.
How do you think we can, or how do you think the community can honor the legacy of these heroes?
The murals is an excellent idea. Also, if there is someone who can continue their work, and I know there are a lot of people that are continuing their work, and volunteers. I worked in this community for so many years, and I'm retired now, but I still see, you know, the change in the neighborhood. At one point it was really detrimental, you know. Me visiting the area, visiting parents, some of the buildings we were afraid to go into, but others, you know, the families were very tight, very close, and they wanted a better life for their kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we were there for, to provide this improvement in their lives, trying to be their heroes in the lives of these students. So I think continuing what other people are doing now, other community workers and the community centers, that's that should be ongoing.
Do you have any questions for us?
So what do you girls do?
So specifically for this project,